Every Monday around this time, we highlight how ridiculous dating can be in 2018 with something we like to call Team PXY Bad Dates.
Yes. So Brianna sent us a message on Facebook over the weekend that read, "You guys should call me on Monday. I got set up with a guy by a friend over the weekend who I will never be able to look in the eyes again."
I read that and I was like, sold. I'm in. Yes. Yes. We will talk to you.
Yeah. So we've got Brianna on the phone with us right now. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
So my curiosity is on overdrive right now. Why will you not be able to look this guy in the eyes ever again?
Okay, so we met up on Park Ave on Friday. And by the way, this is the guy that my friend has been begging me to meet up with.
Okay.
Okay, what's the story there?
So he's friends with her, and she's been telling me for a few weeks now about how he thinks I'm cute, we should meet up. By the way, we ran into each other at a party like a while back.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Were the feelings not like mutual when you first met?
I mean, he's not really my type. I guess I like the guys who are a little bit like rougher around the edges.
Okay. All right.
Mountain men.
But your friend wouldn't back down and was convinced you guys would hit it off.
But yeah, exactly. So I finally gave in and I said, okay, I'll meet him for drinks.
Well, this is already off to a hot start.
Yeah, right. No kidding. But you never know. I mean, how many stories are out there where maybe it wasn't somebody who you thought was your type, but you guys hit it off. So,
yeah.
Worth a shot, I guess, right?
Yeah, honestly, I know she was more excited about the date than I was, but I figured, why not? You never know.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. So you guys meet out on Park Ave. Were you doing dinner? Were you doing drinks? What was the deal?
Just drinks. And he was really nice. And again, he's not my type, so there wasn't like any sparks flying.
See, this is why friends need to stop pressuring you if you tell them you don't think you're going to be into someone. For the love of God.
Well, yeah, he probably wishes she didn't after what happened.
Oh, no.
So we've been talking for a while, and, you know, I get up to go to the bathroom, and that's when I decide to text my friend and just, like, tell her, hey, you know, like, date update, kind of boring. But hey, at least I tried.
Okay. Well, again, you get points for trying. And, you know, A for effort.
Sure. So you texted her this.
Yeah. So I put my phone back in my purse, you know, because I don't want to be rude when I go back to drinks. And then something really weird, like, oh, God.
What do you mean?
So before I went to the bathroom, he was, like, super talkative and, like, you know, asking me all these questions. And when then I got back to the table, he got really quiet. Like, he just, like, wouldn't say much.
Huh, okay.
Ew.
So, anyway, we finish up our drinks, and we agree to, like, call it a night. And then when I went to hug him goodbye, his arms just kind of, like, hung by the side. It was so weird. And then he didn't actually, like, hug me back, which was even weirder.
What? Wait. His arms were just hanging at his sides. This is so weird.
I didn't think I've heard of anything that could be more awkward than like the ass outside hug, but it sounds like it was.
This is worse.
No, it was totally weird. So I'm like, oh, that was really awkward. Like, what did I do? So I'm walking to where I parked my car, and of course I grab my phone to call my friend to see if she's responded. That's when I realized I didn't actually text my friend. I texted the guy I was on the date with.
Oh my god, I was so mortified.
I was mortified.
Well, yeah, that would explain the weird change in behavior suddenly.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
That poor dude.
I know. I mean, like, we didn't have a connection or anything, and he wasn't a bad guy or anything.
And sure. No, I mean, it was obviously an accident, but so awkward. It, like, makes me squirm in my seat. Okay, so did you apologize? Did you try to reach out?
No, and say what? I'm sorry. I said you were boring. I meant to text that to our friend.
Yeah,
it's true. The damage is done at that point. That's a tough one to smooth over.
I'm just envisioning like being that dude and just sitting there and probably in his head he's thinking, yeah, like things are going pretty good. I think we're kind of hitting it off. Like, conversation's great. Oh, I got a text. Well, she's in the bathroom, so I guess I can check it. That's not gonna be rude. Date update. So boring. At least I tried. Oh,
I can see this whole thing happening to you, Corey.
I'm shocked it didn't. I'm really shocked it didn't.
Just the whole like derp, derp, derp.
But here's the thing. So you've got mutual friends. So odds are, like, you will run into this guy at some point again.
Oh, definitely. And I could never make eye contact with him. I'd rather, like, jump into the bushes or, like, jump out of a window.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Well, if we've learned anything here, always triple check who you're sending that text to.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah.